Brethren in Denver, St. Helena, California, July 16, 1901. Dear Brethren in Denver, you ask in regard to the wisdom of placing a colored brother as superintendent of your Sabbath school. There are reasons why this would not be advisable. For the spiritual good of the brother, this should not be done, and, if continued, it would prove a detriment to the Sabbath school. In many minds, there is a strong prejudice against the colored people, and as a result of such a move, constant difficulties would arise, which would hinder the growth and advancement of the school. From the light that has been given me for years in the past, I know that all would not show to a colored man the respect which, for the good of a Sabbath school, should be shown to the superintendent. Those who are chosen to fill offices in the Sabbath school should be picked men and women. No frivolous young man or young woman should be placed in charge of a class of youth who need the very best instruction that can be given. There is too much at stake in this matter to allow carelessness. In the past, too little attention has been given to this matter. The workers in our Sabbath schools are constantly to seek to reach a higher standard. The very best talent is needed to make the work what it should be. The most thorough instruction must be given, and the most precious influence exerted. We are living amid the perils of the last days. The end of all things is at hand. Let power and grace be brought into the Sabbath school. The young men who desire to enter the ministry can find no better opportunity for fitting themselves for service than the work in the Sabbath school. Here they can impart to others the knowledge they have gained. Sober, substantial principles must be brought into every effort. Nothing can be done successfully unless the workers prepare the way of the Lord by letting the light shine forth. Let the missionary spirit be encouraged. Individual effort is required. Activity is to be shown in every place that the truth may be advanced. I hope that the workers in Denver will be wise and that they will constantly seek to increase in efficiency. Let them study their Bibles, for they need to increase in understanding. As the matter is laid open before me, I see that there is need of substantial work being done in Denver. In the past, many things have worked against the prosperity of the work there, and this unfavorable influence is not yet entirely removed. There is a large class of colored people in Denver. Let special efforts be made for them, both by the white and the colored members of the church. Let the missionary spirit be awakened. Let earnest work be done for those who know not the truth. Let the white workers learn to labor for the colored people. Colored men are inclined to think that they are fitted to labor for white people when they should devote themselves to doing missionary work among the colored people. There is plenty of room for intelligent colored men to labor for their own people. Let those colored men who are fitted for the position of superintendent in a Sabbath school remember that they may do a much-needed work by establishing Sunday schools and Sabbath schools among the colored people. The field is opening in the southern states, and wise, Christian colored men will be called to the work. But for several reasons, white men must be chosen as leaders. Could not a school be established in Denver where the colored youth could be taught by teachers whose hearts are filled with love for souls? The most decided efforts should be made to train and educate colored workers to labor as missionaries in the southern states. Christian colored students should be prepared to give the truth to their own race. There is much work to be done in the southern field. Special efforts are to be made in the large cities of the South. White laborers are needed who will enter the southern field and work so wisely that many, not only of the colored people, but of the white people also, will be converted. We are glad that arrangements have been made by our brethren in the South to use the power of the press more decidedly for the benefit of that field. God will go before His workers. He desires those who have light and knowledge to reach a higher standard of purity and holiness, that they may exert a saving influence upon those in the darkness of impenitence and unbelief.